This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to get to the American people and the AK-47 in parallel to as to what we see, which allegedly took place a couple weeks back over the Las Vegas shooting and the act of terror. I'm going to bring that to the forefront. But before we do that, what I want to do is I'm going to play some audio, actually, by Jeanine Pirro. We know her as Judge Jeanine from Fox News. It's interesting, after this much time, again, the conservatives are a little slow on the uptake, but they finally get to it when they don't have any other choice but to confront it. And I'm going to play some audio in just a bit here. But in what it's about is what's going on with the Clinton administration and Barack Hussein Obama. I'm looking at a political art piece right now by Ben Garrison, and it shows all the money taken in mockery, of course, of the Clintons taking money from Islamic nations to fund her campaign. And we also see her shouting out, turning your guns. We see a hand of money coming out of a tank where it says bribery, and then another tank nozzle says lies, and then crime, and then the BLM. But I just have one question for the American people, especially the Trumpites. This is not, this isn't like on my agenda on a daily basis to call out the inactions of a neutered administration. But I'll tell you what, there's enough of it going around now where America, you better start to wake up as to what's going on under the Trump administration, because there's absolutely nothing concerning the Trump administration that did not go on during the preceding administration in so many different ways. Someone want to explain to me why Americans are acting as if the Clinton and the Barack Hussein Obama machine is given representative powers? Why, America, are you acting as if Hillary Clinton has a say-so in anything? America, why are you acting as if Barack Hussein Obama has a say-so in anything in this country? And first and foremost, why are you led to believe that somehow you need to protect the President of the United States of America concerning the big bad Clintons and the big bad Barack Hussein Obamas, the criminal foreign sodomite himself? I mean, going back to the Clintons, how many acts of treasons do they need to commit before you act accordingly, America? And first and foremost, the one that you appointed, the incumbent to the people's White House in this country, how is it that you stand back and act like somehow Donald Trump is a victim of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton? Wasn't he the one? Wasn't he the president that promised to bring back in the rule of law? And I want to tell you something, America. If you would deal with the crimes of the Clintons and the Barack Hussein Obamas and start throwing some of these people in jail, I'll tell you what, you're going to send a strong message to the next one, the up-and-coming, that thinks he's going to go ahead and try to pull it over on the American people. See, where the government fears the people, you have liberty, and that's what you need. You don't need the people fearing the government. But again, I lay to your candor. Why is it that somehow or another you feel that you have to defend the President of the United States of America? How come he hasn't brought forth charges against Barack Hussein Obama? The worst president in the history of America, said he. That is until he met him, and then he called him a first-class act. Do you remember that? Or what about the Clintons? You know, Hillary, the criminal who doesn't know how to tell the truth, that he promised to bring in a special prosecutor concerning the likes of Hillary. He's never seen anything like it before. And then once he wins the presidency, he tells you, the American people, that you owe Hillary Clinton a great gratitude for her service to our country. America, do you not understand that you're being played? Where's that rule of law that Donald Trump promised to bring back in? Why isn't he prosecuting these people that are attacking him? Why isn't he prosecuting those that have violated we the people in this country that he promised to do? We just found out a couple days ago the IRS was let off concerning their crimes. Lois Lerner and Barack Hussein Obama for targeting conservatives. His Justice Department, friends, which is your Justice Department, didn't prosecute them. Why is it that we've been told by Mr. Baraka, who was a part of the administration, namely the Defense Department of the United States of America, that those that are there to protect we the people under Donald Trump are systematically being removed? Why are we being told by Judicial Watch, America, all you Trumpites, why is it that we're being told by the likes of Judicial Watch, a credible law firm, that Donald Trump's administration and his appointees are defending Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton? But the illusion given to you, the American people, is that somehow you need to stand up and protect your president because he's neutered. He acts as if he's neutered, America. But as long as he keeps entertaining you, as long as they got those political photo ops going on, making people feel so good, they get the warm and fuzzies about the President of the United States, and yet justice goes undone, well, let me ask you, what's being done? Absolutely nothing. What's changed? Absolutely nothing. You know, but we hear these things coming from the president. You know, poor Donald Trump, Barack and Hillary beating up on Donald, and he does nothing. America, listen to me carefully, and he does nothing but name call. Again, where's that rule of law, Donald? See, he says what you want to hear, but what he is actually doing, the opposite. Are you going to wait for another 4 years or another 8 years, America, to wake up to the fact that you're being played by the dupes of ill-designing men? Because when I look at a neutered individual like this administration that says one thing and does just the exact opposite, and then he plays the victim and name calls rather than enforcing the law, hey, he PS, America, posted script. That's the whole purpose of government, is to bring in the rule of law. So is he not a part of the game? You better bet your bottom dollar he's a part of the game. Do you remember when Donald Trump said, under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble? I didn't know Hillary Clinton was given any form of leadership. And nor do I know that a Barack Hussein Obama, in any sense of the word, has he ever been given the title to lead our nation. He is there to represent we the people. The Christ leads because he is the giver of the law. I'm going to play some audio in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You'd like to check us out online, please do. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And you can check us out on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth, on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please do stick to the topic. We're going to be talking about the American people in the AK-47 during the third and fourth segment. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is it? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We were just talking about Donald Trump. And the last quote I gave you during the last segment was, under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble. I didn't know anybody ever gave them leadership. We have a representative government. We do not have leaders in our country. We have those that magnify the laws that have already been put in place. That is called a representative government, not leaders. And it sickens me to the core that people in this country don't need the or understand the difference. And that was all said by Donald Trump. You know, we got a brand new article out there just this morning, and I'm glad people are finally waking up as to what's going on here. And there's many that have been. But again, it's once again, Trump administration won't support people desiring independence. Now, I don't know how many times that bell has been rung on this radio show concerning the likes of Donald Trump, but you better wake up for your posterity's sake. Because as Donald plays the victim in name calls, keep in mind he does the exact opposite of what he says. But you knew that before he was put into place. And keep in mind, friends, if the establishment that you're complaining about didn't want him there, they would have just did a media blackout. That's all they would have did. They would have ignored him. But they've been grooming this guy for a long time, and now he's there, and just after doing a tea party in Florida last week, I'll tell you what, has it been effective, what the establishment has done? Oh, yeah. America's, they're back to sleep again. They got their head on a satin pillow. Everything's good now that we got Donald, because he was, you know, he said that he was a Christian now, all by design. That's all they have to do is say that we're Christians, and the American people just hook right onto it. Fools. Many people will come in my name, Jesus said. He said, many will come in my name and deceive the people. Many will come in my name and deceive the people. Judge them by their fruits. Matthew 7:16. Judge them by what they do, not by what they say. And I'll tell you what, Donald Trump knows how to tell people what they want to hear. But when it's time to actually doing what he said he was going to do, he hasn't done it, America. I want you to listen to this. Here's the conservatives, the modern day conservatives. And, of course, they're yesterday's liberals, but in some cases they're better than others. I will give Judge Jeanine Pirro that, or Pirro. But I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say. And I'm going to come back with some questions when she's done. Go ahead, play that sound.
It's time, folks. It's time to shut it down, turn the tables, and lock her up. That's what I said. I actually said it. Lock her up. The house of cards upon which the Obamas and the Clintons built the Trump-Russia connection collapsed yesterday when it was disclosed that the Clinton campaign and the DNC paid $12 million for a dossier to connect Donald Trump to Russia. To circumvent federal election laws, the campaign paid a law firm, who then paid a research firm, who then paid a former British spy to get dirt on Donald Trump from Kremlin-connected Russians.
Okay, can you pause it for a moment? For those that don't know what a dossier is, it's a collection of documents about a particular person, event, or subject. I also want you to know that, of course, what these conservatives are doing is they're caught in the middle of the game. And the reason they're caught in the middle of the game is because they're not going to the law where they discover and apply what the law has to say. See, the greatest exhibition of the fact that there's no difference between Donald Trump and those that America cannot stand is the fact that he is neutered. He's doing nothing about the problem when he has all the power given unto him, delegated by we the people, to enforce the law against the crimes of the very ones that Judge Jeanine Pirro is actually complaining about. So, of course, these are the ones that are caught up into the game, but the information given is second to none. Go on, Sam.
From Kremlin-connected Russians. So why is this important? Now, the FBI had previously worked with this Christopher Steele, who was a British spy, and under Director James Comey, they paid him an additional $50,000 to continue with the research. Now, this dossier was used not only to smear the president. It was used to create a special counsel. It was the basis for congressional hearings, the reason for wall-to-wall anti-President Trump coverage. But in addition to that, the dossier was used as a predicate for further investigation, wiretaps, unmasking, and FISA warrants. And if it was, then whatever was developed as a result is classic fruit of the poisonous tree, illegal and unusable. Folks, this has been a charade, a wag the dog, where you make up a crime, you accuse the other side of the crime, you call in your friends to prosecute the crime, as your friends collect the cash involved in the very deal-making that is the essence of the crime itself. Now, last week, I told you, in 2010, the Obama administration approved the sale of one-fifth of our uranium to Russia. As early as 2009, the FBI and the Department of Justice were investigating Russian extortion and bribery efforts to access our uranium. And yet the Obama administration, through its Committee for Foreign Investment, CFIUS, approves the sale. On that committee, Hillary Clinton, whose husband got $500,000. Hillary Clinton's foundation got $150 million. Eric Holder, whose Justice Department quietly disposed of that international racketeering case that was the genesis to access the uranium, along with seven other Obama appointees, virtually every one of them had connections to the Clinton Foundation. And when the Republican congressman questioned why would the United States be selling uranium or approving the sale that is used to create nuclear weapons to our enemy, the Republican congressman was shut down, basically saying, don't worry about it. Starting Monday, this has to happen. Special counsel and former FBI director Robert Mueller must be fired immediately.
Hold on a second. Okay, now all the way up to this point, America, how many times have we reverted back to this? And it's taken these people this long to finally catch up as to what's going on. Now, the particulars and the players, they're changing, of course. And many of them are just fall guys, but they're players for the most part. What you need to understand, friends, is the act of treason has been committed against you, America. This is not like it's going to happen. It has happened. And it's happened over and over and over and over and over and over again. Donald Trump knows this. How come he's not prosecuting Hillary Clinton? Donald Trump knows this. How come he's not prosecuting the likes of Barack Hussein Obama or his administration? Furthermore, when you're listening to Judge Jeanine here, isn't it interesting she's saying that the players need to be fired? See, the problem with that, friends, is the next guy that wants to take the place of the one that just got fired, the only thing he has to fear is the fact that he just may be fired. But when you begin to read the Constitution and go back again to Article 2, Section 4, you'll find out that when they violate in the smallest of infractions our law, I didn't say treason, I said even misdemeanors, okay? When you commit the act of even a misdemeanor, you are to impeach them and you are to indict them. You have been conditioned by these people that call themselves conservatives. That's all we have to do is fire them. And then what we find out sometime later on is they've just been moved to another position to go ahead and attack we the people again on another day. When you read Article 3, Section 3, it says, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. That's what they're doing. They're making an alliance with those that mean to destroy our country in so many fronts, or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and or comfort. Now, when we see that, friends, we have to take this to another level. We don't just fire them. We actually impeach them and then indict them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Not on purpose, but it looks like we're going to be doing the American people in the AK-47 tomorrow, if you don't mind, because we are onto something here. And as I start to get these thoughts, what I want to do is I want to continuously open them up and run down the branches as I get them. But what's interesting about this is, you know, Judge Janine Pirro, she's saying that we need to fire these people that have committed the act of treason. And when you look at treason in Article 3, Section 3 of the United States of America, it says, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. That's what they're doing. They're selling you down the river. You know, another thing that begs the question is, how come nobody's asking the question as to why the Bundys are on trial? We know that Mrs. Navarre over in Nevada, the one that presides over the case, she's never judged a case a day in her life. She's been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama and Harry Reid, who were also players in what's going on here on this little exhibition of the crimes, namely the acts of treason by those that you call representatives. Why are the Bundys on trial, America? It was their land that Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton have stolen uranium ore from to sell to the Russians. Why are they on trial, America? Why are they on trial, America? And this is what this is why Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, has stayed on the case of the Bundys. So you might understand what's really going on here. They're not the ones committing the crimes. They're the ones exposing the crimes. Read John 15 when you get a moment. And see, corruption, tyranny, and tyrants, they don't like that. But again, we're not asking in this country for their approval. But America, why is it that you have been conditioned to believe that that's all you have to do is just fire these people? We're talking about the head of the FBI. And I'm going to play a little more of this for you in just a couple of moments. But listen to this. Article 3, Section 3. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason. But no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attained. Now, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this clearly. How about out of 321 million eyewitnesses that have stood back after administration after administration and have watched the crimes of the Clintons flourish in the face of we the people? And furthermore, to go fast forward to Donald Trump, who promised to bring prosecution, who promised to bring back in the rule of law. And what we do is we're conditioned, America, some of you are conditioned by modern-day conservatives to withhold God's judgment concerning the act of treason. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, listen, you, America, again, have been taught to show mercy to the criminal and not to the victim. And if we go back and we just listen to this parable, this analogy, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. There was once a merciful captain of a ship. And while passing, a ship shot at the captain's ship. The captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot again. You better not do that again. The ship shot at him again, but the kind captain, America, you're the kind captain, he didn't retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but on all those on the ship. For by his allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and killed them all. How did our forefathers deal with those that committed the act of treason? Well, there's a true story told of Major Andre. And by the way, this is God's justice. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act was unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. So therefore, he should, in accordance with the laws of nation, be put to death. And on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. In the heart of the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense was of justice was so right on with the Lord that it was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion and the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth of a flood of tears. But you see, America, we obey, and obedience is better than sacrifice. You see, George Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. Folks, what's going on in your country today is nothing but it's diversion. That's all it is. And you can go ahead and listen to me, or you can mock me. It's up to you. To your own demise, they're all in it together. And if they weren't, then why hasn't Donald Trump enforced the laws against the crimes of those that continuously attack him? Just think before you open your mouth. Finish that off, friend, by Judge Jeanine Pirro.
This has to happen. Special counsel and former FBI director Robert Mueller must be fired immediately. His role as head of the FBI during the uranium deal and the Russian extortion case, his friendship with Jim Comey, demand his firing. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein must be fired immediately. His appointment of his pal, Bob Mueller, who he knew was head of the FBI at the time of the uranium deal, as well as the underlying case itself, must go while he, Rod Rosenstein, oversaw the prosecution of the underlying extortion.
America? James Comey, his brother, does the Clinton taxes. He took $50,000 to continue on with this dossier, we're told. Crime after crime after crime after crime and crimes are being exposed here. And if you're going to sit back and wait for these people, these criminals, to tell on each other, you've got another thing coming. This is your modern day FBI. America, how many times, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, literally, how many times have I told you the American people are led to believe that the FBI is there, and again, I'm not broad stroking this because there's good people in those organizations, no doubt. But we got to talk about what's the constitutionality of these bureaucracies. What's the purpose? Because over and over and over again, America, we find that they're not there protecting us from the big guys, big corporations, or special interests. No, they're protecting special interests in big corporations from we the people. And here is another example laid to your candor. America, it's not what is Donald Trump going to do about it, because we already see he's not doing anything about it. But America, if you're waiting for him to drain the swamp, it's time for you, on a personal level, on a personal local level, to begin to drain the swamp. And send the message that, America, we are not going to tolerate this, and bring forth justice, and the justice that the Lord demands, to put the fear of God in others that they might not commit the crime. Go on, Sam.
Case and Rosenstein's sanctimonious recommendation that Jeff Sessions recuse himself are grounds enough for him to go. The special counsel's office must be shut down. This is nothing more than a cabal of individuals relying on false evidence to impeach Donald Trump. If there are any charges voted by a grand jury, which we hear there are, that will be disclosed on Monday, the Department of Justice can take over. Jeff Sessions must appoint someone to investigate.
Hang on, Sam. Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump's appointees are protecting the Clintons and the Barack Hussein Obamas. This is where, see, the conservatives, what they're doing, folks, again, the modern-day conservatives, nothing better than yesterday's liberal. That's exactly what they're, the lawless ones. That's what these people are. They're workers of iniquity. Because if you don't see it the Lord's way, then you are a worker of iniquity. For these people to suggest, just to suggest, that's all we have to do is fire them, is ludicrous. Because you know as well as I do, the up-and-comings are going to do the exact same thing. But I want you to be clear. These people are standing up for Donald Trump when the power's already been given over to Donald Trump to execute law. And he's not doing it. So now what they're doing, and foolishly are standing up behind him, attempting to protect him, and playing the victim with Donald Trump, when again, Donald Trump has all the power in the world to actually do something about the problem, but he's not doing anything about the problem. Hey, soft judges produce hardened criminals, and it's exactly what you're seeing today. That's exactly what you're seeing today. So to suggest that Jeff Sessions, this is what he needs to do, America, open your eyes, please, for your own sake.
The sale of uranium to Russia, who was assisting at that time Iran in Iran's nuclear development, has put our national security in jeopardy.
Our national security is in jeopardy, and Donald Trump does absolutely nothing about it. But appoint his appointees to protect the very people that are putting our nation and our security at risk. Put it together and think it through, America. And this is one of those shows where I told you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media. I know that this just rains on your parade, many of you, but I'm glad to be the one to bring it. Because what's going on in this country is absolutely ridiculous. You're being entertained out of your freedoms by these little political photo ops that are being taken 24/7 just to reassure you that everything's okay. But when you pull the curtain back, you'll find out the opposite is true. And regardless, folks, you are a fool for your pains to try to talk me out of what I know is true. They're all in this together. Because if they weren't, the enforcement of the law would have been brought forth a long time ago. But for some reason or another, the Clintons, the treasonous individuals, and the Barack Hussein Obamas and others that are a part of what's going on in this country have been given a free hand by the current administration to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And it's all, mark my words, it's all diversion. Mark my words, it's all diversion. And again, the message is there's nothing you can do about it. 321 million people in this country putting up with the crimes of less than 545 people. How does that work? President Theodore Roosevelt said, patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. He can sit there and tell us how much he loves the country and the people all day long. But love is in demonstration. friends, 1 John 3:18. And remember, love is the fulfilling of God's law and doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It doesn't mean rip off your neighbor or throw people in jail that are exposing us for our crimes and everything's just going to be okay. And we're going to prosper in this country, which again is the furthest thing from the truth. Roosevelt goes on, it is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. Where's he enforcing the laws, America? He's not. Again, remember, his appointees are protecting the very people that Judge Jeanine Pirro is exposing. See, it's sleight of hand. Condemn it in the North, promote it in the South. It's exactly what's going on. In either event, said Roosevelt, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth. And who's the one that showed us what the truth is? I am the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Jesus Christ. He said, whether about the president or anyone else. And folks, I want to say this. If you thought, which you've been conditioned to believe, that there's a left-right paradigm in this country, if you thought the left is bad, you should see what the right does when you talk about the President of the United States in truth. That'll explain to you as to why you have a left. They're the reason. They're the problem. Remember, it was the Pharisees, which you would have called the right back in the days of the Romans, that crucified Jesus Christ. It was the Pharisees, it was the Herodians, it was the political party, along with the hypocritical church that crucified him. That's who it was. And let me tell you, by firsthand experience, there's nothing new under the sun. I'm going to continue on and play out Judge Jeanine Pirro exposing what I've been sharing with you, along with Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, for a long, long time. They're just starting to catch up.
2010 case. This is long before Donald Trump ever got into the presidential race. And if he doesn't do it, it's time for Sessions to go. I've heard enough of this. I'm not going after the emails. I'm not going after Lois Lerner. I'm not going after Loretta Lynch. And I don't care how many of his swamp pals walk out. Enough of this one hand washes the other establishment nonsense. And Jim Comey. He needs to be the target of a federal criminal investigation for his role in the Hillary Clinton email scandal, writing an exoneration before
we don't need another investigation. They're guilty as charged.
To announce a decision over which he had absolutely no jurisdiction. How much classified information was on his laptop that he leaked to his sources to then leak to the New York Times? And Debbie Wasserman Schultz for lying to Congress about not knowing about the money from the DNC for the Trump dossier. Why did she keep a Pakistani and his family with limited IT experience dress down a Capitol Police chief for questioning that now defendant charged with bank fraud and conspiracy and moving monies out of this country and for interrupting the democratic process in a presidential election race, steering the nomination from Bernie Sanders to her girlfriend Hillary? And John Podesta for lying to Congress. Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI, must go. His wife, a congressional candidate running with Hillary in 2016, receives $765,000, which unused monies left over from the campaign she's allowed to pocket, which she got from Terrence McAuliffe, one of five directors of the Clinton Foundation.
Bunch of Judases.
You see a pattern here, folks? Is this how the dossier that the Clintons paid for got to the FBI, that they then continued to pay for? And finally, everyone on CFIUS who's connected to that Clinton Foundation and voted to approve the sale of our uranium to Russia, they need to be put under oath. What monies did they receive in return for their activities with the foundation? The better part of the last year, this nation has been fractured as Clinton, Obama, the Democrats, sanctimonious Adam Schiff, arrogantly and indignantly accusing Donald Trump and his family of colluding with the Russians. The whole time, they were the ones lying. They were the ones making it up. They were the ones cutting the deals and collecting the cash. They knew it was a lie. They wrote the lie. They bought the lie, and they paid for the lie. And we're the fools that followed them down the path.
That's right.
This isn't about one defendant, one criminal, or one president. This is about our democracy. It's about law and order. It's about the republic. And it's time for the Republicans to step up to the plate.
Do you hear the confusion there, America, about our democracy? We're not a democracy.
And that's my open.
All right. That's just fantastic. And see, there it is. The presupposition. Confusion. It's an evolutionary view of government. You heard the best of the conservatives. Much of what she said was right on. She ends talking about our democracy. And then she thought to say about our republic, the Republican Party. She's confused. Folks, if we got back to what the Constitution, what our forefathers established through that Constitution, the enumerated laws given in that Constitution through the Mosaic Institution, through the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the American people, if they truly loved the Lord God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, they would send the message of what the Word of God declares through commandments, not suggestions. And what is it? Justice and judgment. It's the very habitation of God. See, the Bible tells us clouds and darkness are round about Him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies round about Him. Go down a little bit and it says, you that love the Lord, hate evil and do good. And the only good that we have in this world, friends, is the word of the Lord that endureth forever. And if we don't want to adhere to that, well, then this is what we're going to put up with. A bunch of ignorance and action. And it's interesting, friends, because when you read Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When you go down just a little bit, friends, it'll tell you why people are destroyed. Because they've left off His law. And folks, when you leave off God's law and you depart wickedly from the Most High God, you leave off your freedoms. You leave off salvation, and you welcome criminals. You welcome lawlessness. And see, when you look in Scripture, and Jesus talks about that the love of many will grow cold, it's because of the workers of iniquity. They are the workers of lawlessness. So why are we in the position that we're in today? Without me dropping the hammer, Jeremiah 23:29, the Lord said, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? It's the only one we can hear. Because Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. But keep in mind, before that, He said, I stand, behold, I stand and knock at the door. Notice He had a knock to get the people's attention. And that's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 6 days a week. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And if you're going to stand back and allow your enemies that are committing the act of treason to destroy 321 million people, friends, I got to say, you deserve what you got coming. Remember, one leak in a boat, not 545 of them, one leak in a boat will sink the ship. America's way too young to die. Let's do this thing, friends, because we can do it. I'm sick of it. Justice guards our liberty. Therefore, let's enforce the law and demand justice. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.